It was never exactly easy for Tolu Kadiri to keep the 5 Kansas senior living facilities she operates fully staffed, but it didn't used to be this hard.
The trouble is not so much hiring people. When I talk to other operators, the trouble is retaining people. It's been like a revolving door.
For the past 12 months in a row, over half of Kansas nursing homes have battled worker shortages. And it's not just nurses. It's also a lack of certified nursing assistants, who are among the facility's most common workers. Kadiri often relies on temporary staffing agencies to make sure Marjorie's home, an 8-bed facility in Wichita, has enough people around the clock.
You want a piece, Stevie?
No, thank you, though.
She says some of her employees have quit to join those agencies, where they might be able to make several times their regular salary, traveling from place to place.
I mean, healthcare has always had shortages, but even more so since COVID, a lot of the nurse aides are finding that they can go to agency and get paid more.
Reliance on staffing agencies exploded during the pandemic as an already dire nurse shortage worsened.
Travel nursing allows you to grow your skills, see new places.
Whether you dream of lying in the sun on a Hawaiian beach.
With healthcare providers in high demand, you have an opportunity to use this to your advantage by teaming
now,
up with...
Now, Kansas nursing homes want lawmakers to further regulate those agencies that they say are price gouging. Dana Weaver of Leading Age Kansas, which represents nonprofit nursing homes, says the crunch has forced 35 long-term care facilities in the state to close or downsize since 2020, and more could follow.
The only reason that they have been able to sustain it is because there's been federal aid coming in because of the pandemic. But once that completely goes away, we will see a lot more closures than we have.
The demographics of Kansas make the situation all the more critical, a growing elderly population and a dwindling number of young people to care for them. By 2036, the number of Kansans 65 and older is projected to grow by more than 40%. Administrators worry that could drive agency staff costs even higher. But Rebecca Given, a professor at Rutgers University, says nursing homes could reduce their reliance on agencies by trying harder to retain their own workers.
Which, you know, there's an irony because the way to do that is to pay them more. And often these facilities don't want to pay them more, but then they're actually paying multiple times that out to the agencies.
Workers say agencies make a demanding and low-paid line of work more bearable. For example, CNAs typically earn a median yearly income of $30,000 and often work multiple jobs to make ends meet. One of those workers is Caitlin O'Haron, a single mom in Lansing who quit her staff job in a hospital ICU during the pandemic.
I started hearing people talk about agency staff, and they're like, yeah, there is this agency aide and she's making $25. And I was like, are you serious? They're making $25 an hour and I'm only making like 15, and I've been here for 5 years and I'm worried and stressed about how I'm going to pay my bills.
Now, O'Haron travels to nursing homes across the region through an agency.
So it's hectic, and there are some days where I don't eat, I don't get a break.
That's not so different from her hospital staff job, but the higher agency pay makes it worthwhile. It also gives her a sense of control in a workplace that can be physically and emotionally draining.
So if I had, you know, a really bad shift, you know, say to myself, like, okay, well, I'm not going to pick up a shift there for, you know, a week or so. Like, I need to give myself a break.
A break, she says, from the burnout that's driving many healthcare workers to quit entirely. People like Jennifer Tarian, a registered nurse in Kansas City, who left long-term care last year after decades in the field. She says the current shortage is a symptom of the industry's long-standing prioritization of profits over workers and residents.
Sometimes you are so short-staffed, it really kind of leaves you feeling like you've endured some type of moral injury because you can't give each patient the care and attention they deserve because of the staffing ratios.
For KMUW News, I'm Rose Conlin.